Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Joanne Lemon studied English and biology at Houston Baptist University and graduated in 1992. And since then, she's worked in web applications and development. HBU has become a family affair for the Lemons, and Joanne stays connected through the HBU Alumni Association. Alumni are among the best ambassadors of and friends to HBU. We are really glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm very honored to be here.
I'm interested to know how you came to HBU.
Well, HBU was not my first pick, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But when I was a senior in high school, we had a neighbor down the street who was a deacon. And he recommended that to my parents that I take a look at HBU. And I came here and spent my first year here and decided to stay.
And so what was the first year like?
It wasn't quite as overwhelming as I thought it was going to be.
And so what do you mean by overwhelming? In what way?
Just being in college.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
College versus
yeah.
High school.
Yeah, and this is no college-like place. I mean, there's some rigor to HBU.
Right. So there were a lot of places where I could fit in and there was a strong sense of community that really called my name.
Mm-hmm. And as you look back on the 4 years here, I mean, you graduated, studied English and biology at HBU. What were some of the takeaways that you remember most memorably about your time here?
About the classes or about?
All the above.
I would have to say a lot of the life lessons, just in learning to deal with different situations, in realizing that, I guess the biggest takeaway for me, thinking about it now, is that when you come to HBU, when you're in your college years, you're in that process of becoming an adult. And by the time I left HBU, I felt like one.
Yeah.
You know, I was treated like one. It wasn't just a kid in high school anymore.
How have you stayed plugged in? You know, you're alumni, and sometimes alumni graduate, leave, and they're gone, but you've stayed in the HBU network. How's that happen?
I think it happens because my friends are part of the HBU network. Vivian Camacho was director of the alumni board for several years, and she asked me to come back and serve. So I did that, and just reconnecting with a lot of the people that I went to school with, especially here in the Houston area where many of them are still here.
Yeah, sure. The faith component at HBU has been really important, sharing Christ and having a vibrant faith. How did that element of HBU enrich your life?
So I was saved my first year in college here.
Really?
Yes. And so that was a big deal to me. And excuse me for getting emotional.
No. Tell me about that.
For me, my what called to me was having that sense of purpose. And that's what Jesus used to say, hey, I'm here.
Where were you? I mean, was it in the dorm, or did you go to some event here, or was it just?
I think it was just being part of the community here.
That's a big deal.
It is a very big deal. It is a very big deal because you hear, maybe not directly in every environment, but you hear aspects of the Christian faith. You hear aspects of the love that Jesus has for all of us. You hear it everywhere in this campus. Maybe not, you know, just with a giant trumpet, but it's just very, I don't know how to express it.
No, I know what you mean, because sometimes it is expressed with a giant trumpet that's a little bit of a turnoff, and One thing I do appreciate about HBU is it's very sincere in yes. how it's communicated, and it's authentic. And sometimes it's just mentoring a student and letting the love of Christ exude out of you as a faculty member. But the door here is wide open, and people come, and many leave like Joanne Lemons with more than a degree, but eternal life. They found Christ while they've been here. How's that faith shaped you since when you left here to today?
I wish I could say I had a really smooth path along mm-hmm. the way, but it hasn't. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's certainly been a factor in everything I've done. You know, now that we're back here in Houston and I have children who are here, it's even, it has an even greater impact on my perspective on what I want for my family, where I see my kids going, that kind of stuff.
And so tell us about your children.
So we have four kids.
Okay.
Let me start from the oldest. I have to stop and think. The oldest is Keegan. He graduated from here last year.
Wow.
And then the second one is Alex. He is a junior at U of H. No, I'm sorry. The second one is Cole, who is a senior. He's in his fourth year here at HBU. The third one is Alex. He is a junior at U of H. And then we have a sophomore in high school.
That's great.
Sorry. No. I can't remember all.
Oh, look, I call Danielle Jenny Lee, and Jenny Lee, Danielle. I mean, my kids, you know, I know who they are, and sometimes I just don't remember their names. The Alumni Association is a network. It's a very important network to HBU. I mean, tell us about your interplay with alumni and the alumni from HBU.
That's been very surprising to me. When you leave HBU, you kind of, or in my perspective, it was like you leave, you go off, you're in your own world. And when you get the opportunity to reconnect with other alums, it's been surprising to me to realize how many people remember. They remember who you are. They remember what you did. You know, you remember what they did in college. So those things don't go away, and that's been very surprising about being part of the alumni network.
I've heard about some interesting hobby you have.
Okay.
Yeah, so tell me about it.
I race vintage cars.
You race vintage cars. Tell me, what kind of cars?
I have a 63 Mini Cooper. we road race it. I've raced a 65 Mustang. It's just so consuming and overwhelming and thrilling. And
so, like, where do you do these races at?
We have tracks that our club goes to. There's the track in Angleton, MSR Houston. We used to go to the track that was in College Station. And now, since that closed, we have our races at Crescent and Eagles Canyon, and this weekend we have one going on at TMS up in Dallas, in the Dallas area. It's a big fundraiser for cancer.
Well, super. So how fast do you race?
Well, my car doesn't have a speedometer, so I only have to be faster
Man,
than
I'd
the
love
person
to have
next
a car
to me.
Like that. Well, great, super. Well, Joanne, you know, as you think about moms and dads, grandparents listening, watching, wondering where to send their child, a lot of them, particularly grandparents and parents, see HBU as a destination, not just academically, but they also see that underpinning that we alluded to in your own story of a great place to get faith.
Correct.
Because I do think the college experience for some students is very regrettable. They get a degree, but man, there's so much junk that went on in their life in college. And, you know, we like to think we can just hit the stop button, it'll stop, and it doesn't really stop when you develop, you know, wrong habits that turn into wrong behavior. Why would you tell someone to think about making HBU the place for their son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter?
I can only share my own story with my children who have chosen HBU. When they both went through the college selection process, I didn't say anything about my preference of university. But when the oldest chose HBU, I was very pleased. And then when the second one chose HBU, I was even more pleased, the fact that, you know, I was going to have two here. As a parent with kids at HBU, I am thrilled that my kids have and are and continue to be a part of the environment and the community here, where I know they are going to feel the same kind of love. They are going to get the same kind of support that they might not find in other colleges.
Where would your life have gone had you not had that freshman year where you found Christ at college here?
I have no idea.
Do you ever wonder?
On occasion, but...
But God works everything perfectly.
He does.
Well, we are delighted in your story and in your life and you being a part of the HBU family. And it is just another reason for you to check out HBU, hbu.edu. So many things. And obviously, some of you are thinking about online or residential education. You can call 281-649-3211. People are standing by who can answer any question you have and help it become far more simple and understandable in coming close to a university that has the hand of God on it. Joanne, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.